Hey, cheers, Kyle.
Pure GHB. It's not your fault that you're a follower, just as it's not my fault that I'm a leader. If you're looking for half truths, I'm the peddler. Yes, so let's start a cult. Are you a believer? Let's start a cult.
Holy shit, we did it.
I've never seen anyone in my life enjoy themselves more than you.
What? Never seen anybody jerk off
just
before?
Fucking digging yourself. Just digging it, dude.
I'm the fucking prophet from God.
God, use a microphone.
How could Jesus not love himself, dude?
He didn't. Isn't that his whole thing?
No, he's telling everyone.
He hated himself so much.
You should love me as much as I love me.
I guess in a...
You don't know how much I love me.
In a
you
third party
try.
Kind of way. Yeah. God sent himself down to make everyone learn how awesome he
Dude,
was.
Jesus is walking around going, if you love Jesus, life fucking rules. And then he told everyone to love Jesus because he loved himself. That's what the Son of God does.
When you think about it, God slit one of his wrists for humanity.
Yeah. You know what we need to start doing? Let's break down the fourth wall a little bit.
No, I don't like
it's that. It's like when I say something really smart, you guys have to go, whoa, Jordan, that was awesome, dude. Did you just think of that? And then I'll go, yes, I just thought of it. And you go, wow, that's so incredible.
If that's what you want,
we got to get followers.
I'm literally incapable of that.
I was thinking like, all right.
God, use the microphone. It's driving me nuts.
I got some fucking notes. Chill out, dude. So what's up with you, Kyle?
Nothing, just high strung anger at the world, you know.
Why are you so angry, dude?
Well, I was happy the rest of the day and I can't pinpoint it. All day it's having a great day. But now I'm furious.
I think you just know that it's really entertaining to not be happy. To be angry, Kyle, is very entertaining for everybody else.
Nah, dude.
That's your whole persona on stage, is just you being angry at the audience.
It is funny though.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. I'm into it. You're playing it up.
But like I said, it's not a character. It's who I am.
Yeah.
Deep down. Also, fuck you, Angus. Great job, though.
Yeah, thanks.
What was our thing last time?
Fuck you. I've got him this whole
What was our thing last time that we were supposed to do?
Yeah, I feel great.
Unfuck you, Angus.
Oh.
See, I took that upon myself like a martyr. I unfucked him.
But he said
him.
Fuck you and then gave me a compliment as if, like, you know, the old switcheroo.
You deserve some compliments sometimes. Okay.
All right, too much talking. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
All right, are you guys ready to get into this shit?
I'm ready, dude. I've been cleansing all week.
So
I've been eating grapefruit seeds like a motherfucker. You have no idea.
You just shit those right back.
Oh, I had to get another bidet.
Oh, okay.
It's been a fucking nightmare. But I'm clean and pure.
Yeah.
Ready to be filled up.
All right. So one thing I've really been trying to do lately is like, take like the behaviors that I didn't like of a couple of women throughout my life and then projecting that anger onto all women in the entire world.
That's what you've been working on as a project.
Yeah, I've been like, okay, how can I...
Like from a philosophy sense, that's a way to a better...
All of them are like these two. All of them are like these two, so I hate all of them for the same reason.
I think you find truth in the universe once you realize that all women are the same piece of shit.
And like, people ask me if I'm... if I'm a feminist or I'm egalitarian, it's like, no, it's so much worse than that. It's so bad.
In fact, I've created my own term.
But like, I'm progressive enough to say, but I'll pretend that I'm interested in that thing that you're talking about, which is equality.
Well, once you realize that they all suck, you have no choice but to manipulate.
Well, no, it's not that they all suck. And it's not that all men are great. It's like the idea that men are equal is absolutely preposterous. So not all men
I thought
are...
we just said all women are the same.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm having a hard time following.
No. See, what I was getting at is I'm trying to not do that anymore.
Holy fuck.
Yeah,
that's a full circle.
Yeah.
So you were trying...
So I took two women that I fucking hated.
And you've been trying.
And I took the energy from them and I let it stir inside of my heart. Uh-huh. And then, like a Care Bear, I projected that anger at all of them.
The and Care Bear stare.
The Care Bear stare of misogyny.
It's called the misogyny boner, yeah, I think. Yeah.
So I've been, and this is crazy, I've been trying to not do that anymore.
You've been trying to not do that?
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to do that.
Well, before it was more so that I didn't know I was doing that, but through further recollection, it seems like I was probably doing
that. Because I was really on board with the first part. I'm like, yeah. I love that idea. Let's do that. Well, I want to do that. In fact, as soon as you said it, that's all I can think about.
This is the phase you're in right now.
Is hating women right now, yeah. You know?
I can have an overhead view of Kyle Vessner's year, the last year, and see his relationships start and finish and understand why you would be in that period of transition of hating all women as well. But
so you're saying I'm mid-transition.
I'm saying you're not an enlightened being like I am.
Pre-op.
Yeah.
I'm a pre-op spiritualist. I didn't have my chakra cut off yet.
They just take off the tip. It's not a big deal. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm trying not to do that.
I've been meaning to connect my 3 points. Get that done eventually.
I haven't been laid in like 8 months.
Yeah, that's why you're so energetic right now.
I've never done that before in my life. And like not trying to get pussy too. Like chilling.
What would you normally do? Get a hooker?
I've gotten a hooker like maybe actually 2 times in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I've looked at a lot of advertisements.
Which is, that is just some fucking damaging
shit.
Yeah,
it's sad. Yeah. It's sad. Yeah, so part of becoming enlightened like I am, the savior of the world.
First note, to be an enlightened person, there's a formula you got to follow. You have to become one of the biggest pieces of shit anyone knows. And it has to be documented.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone has to hate you. Yeah, but then you come out and be like, I realize only some of those things I did were bad.
Yeah.
You know? Well, like, just a few.
So the Christ story.
And here I am to show you the
Let's take the Jesus way. Christ. Like his story starts at 33 when he got to that point.
Does it really?
The first 33 years are him being a fucking asshole. Like there's stories. I think it's in like the predating books of the Bible, the Nag Hammadi fucking, I don't know what it's called, but he would like somebody fucking disrespected him and then he just shocked that person with a lightning bolt and they died. And then everyone's like, you fucking killed this guy. And he's like, no, check this out. Snaps his finger and the guy is alive again. And he was just fucking with people
that
like
didn't
that.
Fucking happen.
Yeah. 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 These are the early stories that got cut out
of
the Bible.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else did he do?
So, like, imagine how much more compelling that story is if it's the story of, like, Darth Vader turning into the Anakin rather than Anakin turning into Darth Vader. So he started out as a little piece of shit and then evolved into
a little
the godlike being that I am today, you know?
Anakin Skywalker.
No, Jesus. I mixed too many metaphors together.
I think you just called yourself Anakin Skywalker.
No, it's just like
the worst Jedi in the history of Star Wars.
Yeah,
except for maybe that chick in the new one.
If Jesus was like a cool guy that like played in a metal band that when he was younger and like was kick-ass at sports, like that's a way more compelling story, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, some guy that spread some germs the hard way. You know what I'm talking about?
Dude, you ever think about that? Like every chick pussy you put inside your bacteria mix, so you pick up a little bit of their bacteria and they pick up a little bit of your bacteria and you kind of like
gotta get the bleach.
Yeah. And you think that stays on you?
I mean, certain ones will survive inside of an ecosystem.
I think my dude bacteria is probably a lot stronger
than
woman bacteria, so I'm pretty sure it kicks its ass.
I don't think
it
that's how
that
bacteria works.
Pretty sure, dude.
Yeah.
When was the last time you shit your pants?
Unless you was what? Like I was gonna say something completely different. Never.
Never.
Since I was a child,
Never.
I guess.
You're a liar.
Not in my memory.
Never shit your pants.
Not once.
Get your dad on the phone.
No. I've never shit my
what
pants.
What about you, Angie?
I had a little squirt. I had a, or was I at work a couple years ago on a golf cart?
Maybe one too many tequilas the morning before?
The night before, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that blows my mind that people shit their pants. I have IBS, I don't shit myself.
You have IBS?
Well, that's because you should be afraid.
International Business Machine?
Yeah. That is true.
Oh, no, that's IBM.
Every fart is a scare. So.
Who invented IBM? Was it Bill Gates?
Bill Gates stole everything from
them. It'd be cool if he named his penis the International Business Machine.
Yeah, because it just pounds away.
Yeah, yeah. That's a cool name
for your penis. Ones and zeros.
Where am I going with
that's
this?
That's how they wrote binary code based on based on his cock. 1010 is exactly. Actually Bill Gates' penis
and his
cock
two
and
nuts.
Balls. Yeah.
you have something with that? Actually.
Yeah, that was the secret to the universe. They found out.
I told you that, you son of a bitch.
The universe is all zeros and ones.
Not
but what
they
that really
found
means...
out. Your supreme leader taught you this, Kyle. You're repeating my lessons to me.
It's Bill Gates' cock.
Yeah. I was thinking about like multivariate layers of patterning in nature happening at different scales and different like representations inside of the patterning of the universe.
That's the type of bullshit I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Give me some of that.
Do you understand what I mean by that?
No one does.
Do you know what a phi pattern is?
No.
Pull up the phi pattern.
Like F-I?
P-H-I. It's the pattern that's on the backside of a pine cone. Like it's a mathematical ratio that is 1 + 1 + 2 + 3 + 5 + 7 + 4, something like that. Like
okay.
A series of numbers that represents in scale. And that same pattern is like how hurricanes form and how like the galaxy spins around the center of it. Like this pattern is represented. Turn the screen so we can see. It's in like...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's in conch shells. It's in all of these things. And this pattern, it
that's called
it manifests phi ratio? In different form. Yeah.
What's the Fibonacci something or
that's
other?
That's it. The phi sequence, Fibonacci.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So music shows up in the same mathematical patterning, like what sounds good and shit like that. You do fourths and six, like chords are shaped off of that. And so... That's one example of the pattern replicating itself, but there's multi-layered of patterns. Like some of them, our job as humans is to try and recognize these patterns, the way that atoms assemble themselves and the way that weather patterns, formations, and all of these different patterns we're supposed to study. But this happens like on a story level too. Like it's structured into a
like
story.
Like a bedtime story?
Yes, exactly like that. Yeah, like all of I'm ranting right now. I'm fucking in the zone.
No shit.
Are you listening to this? The fuck was that? Oh, yeah. Okay. So.
Turn that down now. What the fuck? Let's get the shit out of me.
I thought it was someone's
fucking
groan.
Skype was calling.
Yeah.
I'm like, Chad, you son of a bitch. Not now.
All right. Where was I? Fucking. Oh, yeah. So the first stars, the stars. That's where those were gods before. So all of the planets were represented by Zeus and Aphrodite and all of these gods.
All the stars were gods.
Yes, they were stars and they were gods. And they're also days of the week. Monday, lundi, mardi, mars, mercredi, jeudi, vendredi, samedi, dimanche. Like
you
in French.
The French days of the week, but you said Mars.
Yeah, lundi, mardi, mercury. Vendredi, Venus, Samedi, Saturn, Dimanche, whatever, fucking Pluto. So that pattern that happened out there replicated itself in the days of our week. So automatically it's ingrained into our psyche. Part of time is based off of what we see out there. So in order to keep time...
About the god, the French gods of planets.
So hold on. In order to memorize the moving of these planets and their associations to one another, we made up stories about the gods being in conflict with one another to mark patterns in time.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Into
I believe
story.
That shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's called astrotheology.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Okay, so...
That's why you look up at a constellation, though. There's a crab. You go, that like, no, it's not.
That's all we did for thousands of years is looked at the sky, ate drugs, and went... Look, Zeus is going over to so-and-so's house to fuck his daughter. and like told each other stories like this at night, every fucking night. And then, so what's happening nowadays,
isn't it weird how the most famous one's a big spoon?
It's a gossip magazine. That's what it is. So the stars nowadays, celebrities, stars, we do the exact same thing with gossip magazines, is we make up these fabrications about their life and their associations with one another. Mm-hmm. And they use language to like draw us in like
that. It's almost as if we name them after that.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. It was a tool of manipulation, I think. What do you think of that so far?
I'm on board.
So along,
I can actually seriously. Yeah.
Along with that, there's stories that get repeated over and over throughout history. And Jesus started out as Thoth, and Thoth turns into Zoroaster, and Zoroaster turned into this. But all these guys were carpenters. All these guys were born of a virgin mother. These patterns and stories replicate over and over again, right?
Yeah, because human beings copy each other. They're all plagiarists.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no one's original.
Everything's
built on the back of something
else.
It's
more like a waveform over time. That's what it's like. It's this story that's
I don't think it's being originally discovered over and over again.
Well, it's erected out of nowhere.
I don't believe that.
That's the interesting thing, is that it came out of a monkey's brain into this story that we tell ourselves of what the universe is, of how we relate to one another, and all of these intricate stories inside of a book that's our creation myth. So what I'm saying is like...
Yeah, but we are the monkey brain.
We're
the monkey brain saying it right now.
This podcast is that pattern repeating. I'm the new Christ.
Okay.
And so I'm starting this pattern over again.
We're at the bottom of the wave.
Yeah, we're at the bottom of the wave. Yeah. Christ myself has shown up, but this time...
So I got a surfboard.
We have a recording of how this cult starts, because it started the same way every time in the past, which is three dudes got together and they're like... Let's pretend he's Jesus, dude, and see who we can convince that he's Jesus. And then they make a shitload of fucking money. And then you tell people to be nice to each other and whatever.
Because if you don't tell them to be...
But you get paid and you get pussy for eternity, dude.
Because that's what being nice is.
Yes.
Being nice is sucking my dick and giving me money. That's what...
No.
Yeah, what?
No.
Oh, did I misunderstand
the whole... No, you give out... Okay. You give out to get back, you know? I'm giving my fucking wisdom for free on the internet. And if I happen to get pussy and money from that, that's just the universe rewarding me for having a righteous fucking message, dude.
You know what? I'm tired of taking a bus. I think I need a private jet.
Yeah. Okay. Let's manifest that. Yeah, I want to break down the fourth wall even more. Is I want
the fifth wall.
The fifth wall, the floor, dude.
Or the ceiling.
No,
that's the floor.
For later. That's okay. For later. And say that I wanted to just start releasing these right away, and you said no, we should save up five because if you release them all at once,
yeah.
So like the last, I think this is the fifth one.
I think so.
I've just been pretending that people are listening to this, which is so funny. Like, that's what you have to do to want to keep doing it. It's like, okay, people are listening to this right now.
But they are going to listen.
I know.
The wall only breaks once we release it and no one listens.
It's a huge gap.
No, we're in Schrodinger's cat right now.
Yeah,
yes. We both have a million...
Schrodinger's pod, dude.
We're up Schrodinger's ass.
Yeah.
We're both famous and not famous.
Dude,
I'm... But until we upload it online, yeah, we're both at the same
that's
time.
That's the zero point. That's the singularity. Once we put it online, we reach a fucking singularity as a culture where this explosion of enlightenment shatters the world and the apocalypse has to come because everyone's enlightened now and they realize what's been going on the whole fucking time. The dark horses, the fucking evil entities of reigning locusts, those have all been controlling us for the last fucking million centuries, and we're gonna overcome them and shatter them like dicks.
Like dicks.
Yeah, I couldn't think of
like
a word.
Like a glass dick.
Yeah, I was trying
like
to think
a
of a
glass
better word.
Cock.
But getting your dick shattered would suck, I'd imagine.
I mean, it would be, if it was my dick, it'd be like a billion pieces.
Yeah.
The people would be like, what is this
shit?
It would
start a new universe. Yeah.
People would be like, what is this new beach we have? Like, oh, someone shattered
dude,
Kyle's dick.
Dude, getting your dick turned into glass and shattering it at the beach is a great... That's better than scattering your ashes.
That's reincarnation.
No, that glass might get in your girl's pussy again.
Oh,
dude.
Make her upset.
Dude, fucking ash dildo. That would be sick.
Ash dildo. I would bet so much money that exists.
I want myself cremated and mailed to my daughter in 20 years.
Holy fuck. With an anonymous letter?
Yes.
Secret Santa on Christmas? Then you finally get what you always wanted.
I don't have a daughter. So.
Nor should you ever.
Nor should I ever, yeah.
Then Jesus should remain a virgin.
So we're the replication of the patterning of the story that's happened over history. We're the launching point, the singularity of that.
So what you're kind of saying is everything is always the same no matter what?
No, what I was going to get into is the observer effect. Like, if you're being watched, you behave differently than if you're...
Well, I start beating off more, that's for sure. I don't think I've ever been more turned on in my life.
Exactly.
How many people are watching?
Yeah, zero.
Wait, how many people are listening?
So, like, they took.
Do beat off sounds. No, not with your mouth, you motherfucker.
So they've done studies where they've taken people like psychologists and said, okay, we want you to measure the speed at which these rats go through the maze. And they told one group, and they're like, this rat's been running its pretty slow lately, so just be weary.
And it was like in the 70s, and one guy was like, you want to give him some of our coke?
No.
See what happens?
No. The other side was like, yeah, this rat fucking crushes it every time. And they're just random rats that they put in there. But they projected that belief about the rat onto the experiment, mm-hmm. and the rat...
They really pumped its tires.
Well, one rat fucking shattered the times every time.
Yeah, because they're like, see that rat over there?
You're not listening. Yes, you're just waiting for your turn to fucking interrupt me, and I'm in the middle of a point, dude.
I got one, though. They're like, you see that other rat over there with the darker color fur? You're better than that rat. That rat's worse.
Okay, that was
I fucking
good.
Told you, you son of a bitch.
All right, so the rat that they projected it being faster got better times and was measured in shorter amounts than the other one. So what that means is, like,
I heard they did that to plants, and then a plant wrote a composed its own song.
When human beings come together and focus their attention on one thing, it's incredible. It's like if the universe was this beacon of light that's charging everything. It's like taking a magnifying glass of all these different attentions and pointing it at one powerful spot. And that's how we get like coliseums and fucking television networks and all of these things is group
slave
minds.
Slave labor.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Yeah, part of that is it.
Yeah, let's get a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Build some shit for us.
The Chinese.
Yeah, whoever.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? Let's get some white people. Who would even complain? Just chain up some whiteies.
If they enslaved white people right now, liberals would be getting chained up going, yes, this is perfect.
I deserve this.
I'm checking my privilege.
See, it's a fucking...
Hashtag, I don't get my Instagram? I can't show people I'm checking it?
Is it slavery if they want it? Let's go to college campuses, just start chaining them to each other, see if anyone complains.
That's a very deep philosophical question. Is it slavery? Is it slavery? All right, I'll tell you a story. One time I was having sex with this girl, and while I was having sex...
I can't believe this turned into something, holy shit.
While I was having sex with her, this is a girl that I was in love with, that I was dating, that we had been together for
a while. But right now you're fucking.
We were fucking, and she was drunk. And I was like, I wasn't drunk. I was straight edge at the time. And while I was fucking her, she goes... rape me. And that's, is it slavery if they want it? Do you know what I mean?
I do. And it's not slavery.
No, it's not slavery.
Definitely not slavery. Even halfway through, if they change their mind, it's still not slavery.
Definitely not slavery.
They're already chained up. Too late. No, you can't go to...
She signed the slavery consent form. She's above slavery age.
You can't go to feeling bad for rap class. You're chained up right now. You're my slave.
Yeah, that's rude, man. I can't believe you came up with that right now. That was really... That's bad racist stuff,
dude. I channeled it from from the universe.
No,
took it from the seven stars.
You're polluting the signal through your ego, dude. You are polluting the pure signal of light and love through your signal.
No, I took it from those seven French homos.
A dirty magnifying glass, and you're shining that light at ants. That's what you're choosing to do with it instead of research.
Well, a dirty magnifying glass wouldn't work. So how about that?
All right.
You don't understand concentration of energy.
Bro, are you telling me I don't understand concentration of energy?
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah, I felt that. I can't fucking believe it, but I actually did. I'm a little scared right now.
Did you hear that concentration of energy?
I didn't hear anything. You were saying stuff? I just shit my fucking
pants. That's the noise the clouds make when I repel out of heaven.
They make noise. As you repel out of heaven. As a god or as a excommunicated?
Well,
member of heaven.
I don't tell a lot of people this, but I have the ear of the president because he knows. He's been informed by the council of
not the prime minister our country, but the president of the United States, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the super secret council that
the lizard council.
Well, it's the three kings that came to my mother's birth, you know. They kind of have been following me along, and Trump has my ear and he's been listening to me.
Yeah.
And I told him to bomb 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 Iran. Bomb 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 Iran.
If I could do that high pitched, I would. I got a baritone.
Alright, let's try it together. Bomb bomb. No. You gotta come in on each wave with the higher one.
We're never gonna be able to do that.
Bomb 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 Iran.
Bomb 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 Iran. Bomb 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 bomb
bomb Iran.
I can't do it.
Let's bomb Iran.
Is there actually going to be a world war?
No.
I didn't think so.
Anytime we're fighting Arabs, it won't be a world war. They don't have enough weapons.
Plus, the whole world's like, fuck those guys.
I mean,
I'm totally kidding.
That's kind of true.
I'm straight up don't know what's going on.
They don't get a lot of, what do you call people that visit another? Tourists.
Tourists.
Not a lot of tourists in Iran.
A lot of tourists against their will.
Yeah, a lot of tourists in Thailand. Thailand gets a lot of the old tourists.
Yeah, I wonder why. I think it's because Thailand's a beautiful place.
I think it's the culture is beautiful. First of all, the food is amazing.
Yeah, you get a beer for like 50 cents.
People it's love nature.
Yeah, people. No, I can't think of any other reasons than that.
All the boys have ass pussies. I mean, the beaches are great. The beaches are great.
Yeah, there's the lady boys and the mountains are incredible. And like the food is great. And the gay sex with boys is pretty good.
It's not gay.
Yeah.
They look like women. You know what's insane to me?
Right. Yeah.
Everyone that I've ever talked to that's been in Thailand always goes, every single person I just realized, they've always said to me, God, the men are more beautiful than the women.
Yeah, I know. Like,
that just means they fucked them, right?
You know why?
That just means they fucked.
You know what's great about ladyboys? It's the goes back to the.
I like that name so much more than tranny, yeah, transgender, all that shit.
They like it better too.
It's such a nicer name.
Lady is put first.
Yes.
It's not boy lady. Anyways, the great thing about them is the observer effect. Back to the observer effect. When you have sex with one, or when you jerk off to one on porn, you put your hand over their genitalia.
Yeah.
And when the penis is not what? It's Schrodinger's penis. It could be a pussy. As long as your hand's in the way, it's a pussy and it's not good.
What are you watching it doing? Just jerking off its pussy?
It. You're watching your penis go in the ladyboy's mouth or asshole, but
you put your
hand up and blow.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
So they're not plowing them with their strap-on vagina.
No. That'd be great, though, if... if women went
what's
to Thailand,
what's a strap-on vagina? Just a fleshlight in a girl's
Thailand
ass.
To get plowed by the other trans, what do you a man woman? What's the opposite of a lady boy?
I don't think we have a nice word for it. A fancy foreign term.
Yeah, I don't know.
A gross chick.
It'd be great if chicks went to Thailand to fuck trannies too.
What version?
I don't know. I'm just stuck on that right now.
It's just, no. Women don't do horrible shit like that. It's just men.
I know.
Only men.
If you could invent an island where, like, you pretend this resort
fuck
is filled with rich men.
Epstein
and,
did it already.
No. The rich men just... The rich men just give money to the women, and they pay like whatever the amount to come there, and then they just pretend give their money back to them and buy them things, but you have to give it all back when you leave.
Wait, I don't get the concept.
The fantasy,
you pretend to pay them, but you're not actually paying them.
Yeah. They pay like they pay 10 grand to get into the place, but then a butler is like, oh, let's take you shopping, and I don't know.
Child sex.
This is a weak idea. I don't want to explain it anymore.
I'm confused. Okay.
I've lost faith in this
idea.
Okay,
I'm going to go back to the other thing I was saying. So, I think we should call a strap, I think, you know, a strap-on pussy should just be a fleshlight in a dude's asshole.
Yeah, okay. I like that.
Strap-on pussy.
The whole fleshlight goes into the
into
asshole?
The dude's asshole, okay. Then you fuck the pussy fleshlight.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Strap-on pussy.
Yeah.
Business ideas.
Ironically, that was my nickname in high school. I like that. Strap-on pussy.
Sure, because then you don't feel guilty for having gay sex. It's Christian when you think about it. I'm going to sell it to every Christian.
Well, it's like how Catholic girls
Christian homo
take it in the butt. They found the workaround.
Yeah, but you're not fucking a man's ass.
Yeah.
You're fucking a porn star's vagina that's crammed in a man's ass.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
There's a degree of separation.
And there's a picture of her face on the back of his head.
Sure.
It's normal.
You're not looking at it. You're looking at his hard dick as you jerk it off, but that doesn't matter.
You're squeezing the boobs that you painted onto his back. It's straight.
That would be even weirder if after all that you still pretended it was a woman.
Getting
somehow
your buddy to put on a wig, a bra backwards, and... a face.
Okay.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if you turned around and I put a face on you and a bra backwards and then fucked your ass.
Yeah.
Put it on backwards shoes.
I don't know what. But I don't know what.
It's straight.
I don't know what hole you're pretending that is on a woman, or you fuck it from the front as
doesn't
you look at her face.
Dude.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. As long as the peen stays on the other side. Tight cheeks. Tight legs. Yeah. Gay chicken is dope.
Oh, yeah. You've done that? Is that part of the spirituality process?
Playing gay chicken? Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's what you got to know. Step one in the cult, you're going to have to whip your dick out.
Let's play gay chicken right now.
Hell no.
I'll lean in to kiss you.
You're gay.
You have to
You'll
kiss
do
me.
It. No.
Let's do it.
No, we're not doing it. Absolutely not.
That means you're gay. Oh, lost a gay chicken.
Dude, there's so many other things that mean I'm gay. That's not one of them.
How about a guy at the Price is Right wheel, and he jumps up and he spins it as hard as he can, and then it goes doo 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 on the one that says fag, and Bob Barker goes, "You're fucking gay."
Nope.
No.
Nope.
That one didn't land.
Nope.
I think. That's
every time
bad.
You try and go cup down.
That's not, I'm not
every
trying to go anywhere.
Time.
I'm following the flow of creation, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is it flowing? Are we flowing down the river of
the supernatural
eternal,
river of consciousness? Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Some buzzwords.
Why are you saying this sarcastically, dude? You're in the cult.
I know.
The job is to convince other people.
Yeah, but every cult has to have a good cop, bad cop. I'm the guy that goes, you just got to look over some of the stuff,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're going to say, like, it's more of an experience. It's not literal. You're going to have to just take it in as it goes along.
There's an underlying message.
No. She's okay. She's going over there with him. It's fine. We're just, all the guys are coming over here. The guys are hanging out here. They're going... With the leader as its own thing for them, you know. It's a different experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my role.
And then I paint
tits on his back. And
in that case,
like
you're
woman.
Fulfilling it perfectly. You're the you're the man for the job.
Almost if I was born to be it.
Yeah.
Almost if the stars
who
had guided me.
Can you look up who Jesus' right-hand man was? Because if it says Kyle or Vesner as his name, I'll be fucking blown. My mind will be blown.
Two names that are only 200 years old.
I think it was Paul, wasn't it? Who's this boy? James? I don't fucking know.
Peter, Mary, and Paul. Isn't Paul the dude that got cucked by God?
What? No, that was Joseph, his dad.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Well, it's not his dad.
Stepdad or something like that.
You know what's crazy about the Bible?
History's first stepdad. Hey, Joseph, I mean dad.
You know what's funny? They say like God impregnated Mary or whoever the fuck they put it. But then they only show the lineage of Joseph.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like her bloodline doesn't matter even though she's the only one involved.
Yeah. Jesus is
that's the Bible. Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus had a bunch of brothers too. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. I bet they beat him up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Means like I'm gonna get you. We'll see.
I heard his brothers were the two fucking guys that nailed him to the cross.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that'd be deep, dude.
Okay, why that would happen, but
Hemingway wrote this like short story about two Romans that were just at a day of work, and then the people came and they nailed them to the cross, and it turns out the whole time these two guys talking were the guys. It was fucking...
They nailed them to
you
the
ever
cross.
Read any Hemingway?
No.
No? You should. He's really good.
There's something, I don't know what it is, that I can't read these old books, dude, that everyone jerks off about.
Listen,
I can't fucking
do
it.
Super misogynistic. You could get into it.
I don't think so. I can't fucking... All these... The old philosopher douchebags, that the prime of writing and all that stuff.
Hemingway's like 50 years ago. It's not that long. Maybe
more than that.
Yeah, maybe like 70.
Like the early 1900s, no?
I don't know. I knew he was into Cuba, though. He fucking blew his head off.
Let's stick to what we know. Spiritual planes. Yeah. The almighty force.
Yeah.
The diamond in your heart.
The diamond.
The dildo in your ass.
Why don't you try and give me a metaphor?
I fucking can't.
No. Try.
I'm literally incapable of it.
Try and give me your Kyle's metaphysical message of the week.
I don't know. Okay. You got to take you got to find yourself an 80 pointed crystal. Doesn't matter what that means.
Keep going.
You got to find that crystal. You got to mark all sides and realize it's only 79.
Okay.
And then you got to look inside your heart for the other one.
Dude, that was pretty good.
Thanks,
so
Doc.
What does the crystal represent again?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. That's sick.
Never matters. It matters that I confuse you enough until you just find meaning in the bullshit that I'm saying.
I think it was like a 79. I can't remember if it was 79 or 80. Anyways, you should have heard him, man. It was fucking amazing. I was at work, and this chick that I work with was like, fuck, I saw this meme on Instagram, like this motivational meme. What was it? It was like, if you ever don't let your kids... No, wait, fuck. And she just kept going like this, trying to remember this quote for a painful amount of time. And then I just started laughing my ass. Like, why didn't you give up a minute and a half ago trying to remember?
Because
this?
That's what the quote was about in the first place, is to keep trying.
Yeah, keep going. Let's keep trying to remember the quote. Fuck yeah. All right. I was thinking about gendered language. You know what gendered language is?
Gendered language, like French?
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, like everything has male or female context on the word, like a cigar and a cigarette. A table
holy shit.
A tablet.
That just rolled off your tongue. Yeah.
Yeah. And
table, tablet.
It's funny, like going through the animals, like dog is male. Like almost every culture ascribes maleness with dogs and
dogette.
And no, cats. I mean, cats are the opposite, right?
Are we just accepting that?
No, cats would be female, and it would have like a female.
Because
what do you call the word you put before to indicate gender, like le or les?
In French?
Yeah, they change. They change one letter to make it into
le and la.
Yeah, so like it would have been fun to be the dude that got to like pick And like he gets to like cow and he's like woman for sure. He gets to bear and he's like man, wolf is man, pig, woman.
I wonder if French is like that. I don't remember enough.
Because he had that same thing I was talking about the, at Someone the beginning goes like, of the podcast. That thing where you take two women that you loathe and then project that energy on all of language.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, like that right now.
Coming from that place.
Like yeah. if back then he was writing language, someone goes like, la piece of shit. And he's like, no, la piece of shit.
Yeah, I thought that would be fun. What other animals would be male and female?
Doesn't have to be animals.
Skunk is female, I think. It's like kind of feminine and it stinks like a pussy, like a dirty whore's pussy.
Does it? All I can think about is that creepy guy from, not Looney Tunes, Pepe Le Pew, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Pepe Le Pew.
Le Swords Man. The Swords a dude.
Ooh la la, sure. Look at this kitty cat. I will have sex with her. I'm Pepe Le Pew.
La Cave.
La Cave.
La Cave. Yeah, La Cave. La Sword.
La Geyser.
La Crown. La Garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. Le Cunt.
A cunt. La Cunt.
A cunt
That's
actually,
ours.
If you look, yeah.
La Pussy.
Yeah. If you look at the etymology of cunt, it's this huge cavernous. It's a cave with bears inside of it. That's what cunt, the word cunt from, comes from.
Why bears?
Because they're me. I'm a cunt. That's where the word comes from. You know what etymology is, right?
No.
It's
the history of a word, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Think of any word and look it up, Angus. What's a word?
Supersize.
Supersize. How about superstition? I already know the origins of supersize.
How about
look up the Latin meaning of superstition.
How about autism?
Autism. It's from people standing around going, and they're like, oh, autist. No?
Because they go,
Yeah. I think like there's like branches of medical diagnoses, and schizophrenic is like all of these different things they just lump under schizophrenia. It's the same thing with autism. Like they're branching these illnesses off, and there's like Asperger's autism.
I don't
autism.
Think they're illnesses. Well, I've seen some people with crippling autism.
Yeah.
And everyone else I know that has diagnosed with autism, I'm like, okay, we used to, everyone just used to call those guys weird.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a personality disorder.
Yeah, it was just
that's a weird guy.
No, they called him queer.
And if we don't have
that
these...
That boy's a little queer.
Like, unfortunately, this guy was born to get bullied into being good at computers.
Yeah.
As a society.
Well, like, I think, like, all of the LGBTQ shit, like, all of those letters should just go back to what they originally were, which is queer. Like, that's what you called... Everybody that was like them. They're a little queer. And I think that's nicer than having all these like different things that I have to fucking remember what they are.
It's also stupid.
Yeah.
I think it's a little, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. Not vain, but it is also a little vain having people exactly describe outwardly how you feel inside. Like, do you need that constant reaffirmation all the time?
Yeah. It's.
Do you really?
It's weird.
I get it if you dress as a woman, born a man, and you want people to call you a woman. That makes perfect sense to me. The rest of them don't.
Yeah, well, like, the argument is based around, like, whether these things have, like, are the psychological result of something happening to that person, like some sort of abuse or trauma or whatever that manifested into this form of feeling that way, which is the mental illness angle of looking at that, which is perfectly reasonable. And the other side
we're getting ourselves into a bag of shit here.
No, yeah, no, this is divinity.
Love bag of shit.
This is
La.
Yeah.
La. Oh my God.
All of a sudden, it's no, God created it this way, which is both of those things. It's not one or the other. Like there's a purpose for every.
God created a person that was capable of being bullied trans. God created.
Well, what God does, what God is it's inventing.
God's a little unsure of what he wants.
An infinite amount of perspectives to look back at itself, because God's trying to figure out what it is through its imagination of the universe. So every expression of that has to happen. Oh, I can't believe there's a gendered spectrum when everything else is gender or is a spectrum around us. The waveforms, sound, everything is a spectrum. Personality is a spectrum. Why wouldn't gender be a spectrum as well too? All of it's a spectrum. It's just like some colors show up at certain periods in of time.
I get very confused with the whole gender and sex thing now.
It's
like interchangeable.
Well, it's like
definitions.
What it really is, it's like politics.
So gender just means whatever you feel. It seems more like a sexual identity than a physical identity.
A lot of this stuff, it's like the way that people used to not talk about religion or politics at the dinner table because it creates an argument. It's the same thing with sexuality. Like talking about other people's sexuality makes other people uncomfortable. Like even if it's a straight person.
Oh, dude, I don't care if you're gay.
Like if any person that says I'm a very sexual being needs to cut their tongue out of their mouth and never say that again. Cause that's so disgusting.
Who is that?
I'm a very sexual person. Don't ever say that. It's disgusting to say that. Keep your sexuality to yourself. It's nobody else's business. I'm not talking about mine. You're not talking about yours. That's it. And what happens because of that is there's shame around sexuality. And shame is a good thing. You want to shame some things out of the limelight.
I agree.
Yes. And that shame, what it does.
I fat shame all my fat friends.
We cover our body parts.
Doesn't matter if it
doesn't
work.
We sleep with one person because that intimacy that's created through the shame of nobody can know about this. This is our secret thing to do with one another. That shame creates intimacy and we grow closer together. Yes, for sure.
I don't think so.
Well, before, I guess they do. There's no intimacy in animals fucking. And when you see animals fuck, they just fuck in the streets in front of everybody. And they don't love each other. They fucking whatever.
How do you know, dude?
I don't know. But human beings, like, by taking monogamy and placing it on top of society and making us cover ourselves and, like, do this behind closed doors, that's like, it creates a stronger bond than animals have. Those two people, they're in it through thick and thin. All their finances are tied together. Do you know what?
Yeah. I agree with a lot of it. I don't know if it's all shame-based, but there's a lot of secrets in a relationship, and there's also a lot of shit that you're like, well, you'll get me for sure, no matter if they don't, and they'll have your back and stuff.
All I'm saying is...
Alls. I say that too. Everyone gives me shit for
alls
it.
All I'm saying is I forgive you, ladies, and I forgive you, ladies, and I'm over it. I love you guys again. I'm not projecting that hatred on the world anymore. Thank you for tuning in Let's Start a Motherfucking Cult.
It started, bitch.
The cult has started.
We need a new challenge.
All right. Why don't you think of something?
The last one was like, we had to put a chakra crystal up our ass or something. I don't remember.
I don't think so.
It was something to do with chakras, I thought.
I don't remember. It doesn't fucking matter. It's been... if you haven't done it by now, you're already going to hell. Give up. Give up and kill yourself.
You can still join the cult, but there's going to be...
The end is nigh, bitch. Get on our team or fucking leave.
What I want you to do this week is find...
dad is coming down to kill everyone that I don't like. All of you will die if I don't like you. So make me happy, bitch.
Jesus is that annoying kid.
Make me fucking happy or I will make sure you burn in hell, you son of a bitch.